thousands and thousands of people had watched this video, and protests began in a small country that had a dictatorship. That ignited protests all over the world in countries where dictators ruled. God's world is like a man who had a boring job, 9 to 5, moving numbers around, pushing papers. But every night he went home and did wood carving. Eventually, he had a whole cupboard full of carved figures, and one weekend he took them to an art fair, and someone bought one, and someone else bought one. In fact, he sold out all his wood carvings on that weekend. He set up a business on Etsy on the web. And after not long, he had to quit his boring job to stay home and carve wood all day long. God's world is like the farmer in England who, when plowing for the spring, found something which appeared to be a bunch of metal buried in the field. But knowing that it could be something more, he called the Antiquities Commission, who came out and sent archaeologists, and it turned out that it was 15,000 gold coins from the Roman era. They're cleaned and studied and put into the British Museum, where they become more valuable than gold. They become history and knowledge and curiosity, and thousands of people go to see them every day. God's world is a couple who really want to be parents, but they are unable to have a child. They work hard, save their money, save up their vacation days, until finally, with $50,000 and that many pages of applications, they travel to China and bring home a precious baby girl. God's world is like an elite private school that usually costs $20,000 a year to go to. But one year, the board and administration decide to open their doors to anyone and everyone who wants to come to their school. And they promise to keep them at the school, educating them from kindergarten through the 12th grade. And then they send them off with a diploma to sink or to swim in the world. God's world is like the warehouse for Amazon.com. There are antiques. There's a lot of old junk. There are the newest electronics. Nothing is ever thrown away because there's always someone out there who wants that one thing. God's world, the kingdom of heaven, when God is in charge, the growth is so viral you can't stop it. God's world, the kingdom of heaven, when God is in charge, people take amazing risks, confident in the knowledge that God wants them to pursue their heart's desire. God's world, the kingdom of God, when God is in charge, every single person, no matter who they are and what they do, is invited to the table. And not until the curtain comes down on history is there any judgment passed. And that judgment is passed by the very God who created them in God's image. and desperately desires that everyone come to the banquet of the kingdom of God. Do you understand this? Will you try to stop the growth of God's love? Or will you let it take over your life? Will you try to control the outcome? Or can you take the risk of letting God be in charge? Can you take the risk of following your heart's desire? And can we, just minute by minute, withhold judgment? Let it be. Let it be for God to judge. The kingdom of God, God's world,